Okay, so back on Beza and Beza and Beza. So we did Rashi's Shita yesterday. So now let's try the Derech of the other Rishonim.
So we have the Rashba, right?
Okay, so first of all, and we mentioned this on Friday already, we started a little bit of, or was it Thursday, that Rashi learns the problem, the Rashi learns the reference to Rabbah is Rabbah's Shita of Muktzah. But most of the other, almost all the other Rishonim disagree with that. Right? And for several reasons. First of all, it seems over there that Rabbah actually retracted from that position. Right? But Al Pi Svara, the problem is that according to Rashi, it's dafka a problem. It's not dafka a problem because it was gomra me'esmol, right? Even if it was gomra today, it would be a problem because of if it's muksa, it's a bigger problem if it was completed today, right? And yet the plain pshat the Gemara implies, according to these Rishonim, that the problem is dafka that it was yesterday. Right, if it was today, it wouldn't be a problem. And that's not an idea of muktzah. That's a different idea. That's an idea of one Yom Kodesh being mechan for another Yom Kodesh. And that's the Gemara in Erevin really validates that, because the Gemara over there says that it will be a problem if the Erev was set up from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but since the Erev works from the beginning of Shabbos, Shabbos is Mechin Latzma, right? And that's Rabbah. That Gemara was working within the Shita of Rabbah. Okay. So the problem though is how do you have an Isser on the seems to be an idea like the Balamor says, the Gzeiras Kosev. One day you can't be Mechin from one day to the next. But the beitza is just something that's memela. How do you call that a achana? How do you call it an iser? What kind of iser is that? Where's the iser? And it's an iser of using Yom Tov for Shabbos, or vice versa. But where's the iser in that? Plus, if you're going to say there's an iser in there's an iser memela from Yom Tov to Shabbos, then why isn't it certainly from Yom Tov to Chol or from Shabbos to Chol? If you're going to count. The process itself like a real Maisa Hachana. So why is it Dafka when it goes from Shabbos to Yom Tov or Yom Tov to Shabbos? Right? Why not even from Yom Tov or Shabbos to Chol?
Is that a question?
It's a question on the Rashba Shita. Right? Going to Rashi.
Rashi Shita?
What? The Rashba. All the Shitas that are learning the Isser to be some sort of a hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos, right? So certainly there's an Isser from Yom Tov to Chol. Even Yom Tov to Shabbos, that's a Chiddush, because they both have Kedusha. Certainly from Yom Tov to Chol. So according to Rashi, the Beitza was never considered like a, on the kind, the Beitza was never a Maisa hachana. It was not an issue of like a vicarious hachana through the Tarnagolas. It's just that it lacked its proper preparation. Because when it emerged, or when it was Nigmar, it was not Roy for a designation. So it entered Shabbos lacking in designation. But according to the Rashba, the problem is Dafka, that it was prepared from one day to the next, right? Dafka was prepared from one day to the next. So what does that do? So that means to say, and that's like an isser to prepare from one day to the next. So in some sense, it's like you're involved vicariously with that preparation, right? At least when you eat it. So why don't you have the problem when you eat an egg that's laid on Sunday? Why don't you have the problem? I'm now involved in hachana from Shabbos to Yom Tov to Chol, right? I mean, it's not my question. He himself asked that question. But I'm just saying that's the difficulty that you're going to have over here. And let me ask you another question. Let's say you had an egg that was laid on, let's say you had a Shabbos followed, let's say a Shabbos Yom Tov, or whatever you say, Yom Tov Shabbos. No, we're dealing with Shabbos Yom Tov kids. Let's say you have a Shabbos and then a Yom Tov, right? Now, let's say you have an egg laid on Shabbos. Correct? So it's good, right? According to everybody, it's fine. In the din of Rabbah, right? According to everybody, it's fine.
For when? To eat when?
On Shabbos, right? But can you eat it on Yontif? All right, so that's a little bit of a different question, I guess. It's a question of if you consider the Leda itself like a Hachana. All right, let's leave that question alone. That's the Miri goes into, like, whether you consider the Leda itself like a Hachana. But in other words, but I guess the problem I'm trying to work out is like this. Let's say according to the Rashba, let's say it's Yontif followed by Shabbos, right? So then he holds any hachana on Yom Tov for itself is good, right? So let's say I'm able to do a hachana on Yom Tov for itself, and then Shabbos is the next day. Can I have it on Shabbos?
Seems like no.
I was making it for Yom Tov on Yom Tov. So can I have it on Shabbos?
Leftovers,
exactly. Can I have the leftovers of Yontif on Shabbos if Shabbos is following Yontif? Or is there something special about this Beitza case? On today, for today. Right, let's say you have a case. I'm not giving you a particular. But let's say you have a case that's considered a hachana today, for today. So the Rashba says, according to Rabba, that's perfect. Because Yontif is mechin latzmo. Right, so there's no problem. I'm making today for today. Let's say I hold Bishul as Achana, whatever you want to call it. That's a question, but let's say you hold that as Achana. Or let's say every egg that's laid was Nigmara today. Let's imagine that for a moment. Right? So I can definitely have the egg on Yom Tov, or I can definitely have the thing on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is making for itself. But Shabbos is tomorrow. Can I have it tomorrow? Sounds funny to say I can't. So what's different about this, about the case that we have? So why is this case special?
Is there a nation for something else? Was it after the eat?
Right, so you have to say something along those lines, right? That what? That it's true it was Nigmara on Shabbos before Yom Tov, in our case. But it wasn't really Roy yet. There's something a little more complicated in this case, right? In other words, it's two things. It's the fact that it's Nigmara, but what? But not really completely usable yet. The very Gemar of the Beitza today is what? Is what? Is for tomorrow, right? I mean, it seems that that's part of the problem of you. That's part of the problem of the Beitza, according to the Rashba's way of learning Rabbah. The egg is something. There's something interesting about the case of the egg, that it's something that is considered completed in a certain sense, right? But it's also considered completed for the following day. That's just part of the nature of the way the egg is laid. Right, it's completed. It has the shame of Beitza, but it's sort of like now in a holding tank until tomorrow. So it's all of its important work is done today, but the fruits are not available until tomorrow. So it's like the perfect hachana machine. Right. Okay, I'm just working out the facts, just trying to get the story straight. You'll see, this becomes important a little later when we talk about what about if you shechted the chicken on Yom Tov, could you eat the egg in the chicken? Let's say you find an egg in the chicken on the Yom Tov that followed the Shabbos. So do you have to worry that it was Nigmar yesterday? But anyway, so what do you say about the Rashba? Let's hear the words of the Rashba. That's always my method. So let's hear the words of the Rashba. Which Rashba do you want to read? The last one? Cut to the chase. Go ahead.
Just read the last part of the
one. The last part of the last one, sure. I told you we're not going to have much to do today. So here's how he's trying to answer the whole problem. That what? He quotes the Rashi, that the Suda Shabbos is Chashuva, right? And Rashi says that's why it needs Achana Mibod Yom Ubachol, right? Which is a terminology, says, that that astounds him, right? Doesn't need Achana Mibod Yom Ubachol. It could have been Mechen Hayom La'atzmo. That's why I told you the Ran is something funny in the Ran. Because the Ran argues with Rashi. He does not accept Rashi's idea of Mukta. But yet he insists on using that terminology. Of it's Chashuva and it's Boy Achana Mibod Yom Ubachol. I cannot figure out what the Ran's sheet is exactly.
What's the Rashi's question on that? He says, "Halo Shabbos and Yom Tov Greida and Dina Beit Sharia." Rashi would agree with that. That's because that's not happening on Friday.
No. He's learning like this. He's learning that if it was really a problem, like Rashi, it's a good question. What wanted to skip that part?
Well, you brought it up.
Oh. Yeah. So what is the Rashi's kasha on Rashi? He says what? Because if Rashi was really right, then every Shabbos and Yontif the egg would be usher. Right? So I think he means to say, it's a continuation of what he was saying before, that why would Rabbah have to posit that the egg is nigmar me'esmol? Right? Even if it's considered gomra hayom, if it's a mukta problem, that would also be a problem. And then you wouldn't have to work out that it's specifically talking about a Shabbos, a Yom Tov after a Shabbos. But if you really held as an intrinsic muktzah problem, right? So then you could have just learned simply. Kol beitza dis yolid ha'idna gomra ha'idna. Right? Ha'idna gomra lo. And the Mishnah is talking about a regular Yom Tov. Not a Yom Tov that follows a Shabbos. And what's the problem? It wasn't mucham mibod yom, ubachol. Why do you have to work out? Why do you have to make it into a case that a dafka had to be finished yesterday, and it's really only usher on a Shabbos following a Yom Tov? You can have a much more universal, simple, a much simpler interpretation by just saying it's the way you normally think about it. It's not considered finished until it's laid, and yet, and it's a regular Yom Tov. And the problem is, it wasn't mucham mibod yom. Right? Unless you're going to learn that he's alluding to a problem that the Leda itself is like a secondary Gemara. But he doesn't say that. He doesn't really say that. Learn it now? So he rejects Rashi's idea. But it is funny. He rejects Rashi. It is funny. He rejects Rashi twice, right? Because first he says it can't be Rabbah. Right. First, he rejects Rashi because he's saying, he says, let's hear that part again. That Rashi says Rabba l'taimei, and Rashi says because of Muktzah. So the Rashba says that's wrong because Rabba retracted from Muktzah, right? Right. Right, so there's something funny with the Rashba. Like, he already asked, and then he's asked the question again. Like, it picks on Rashi again. But it's really the same problem that he was mentioning from before. I mean, didn't he sort of already deal with the questions on Rashi? Why does he come back again with the... He gets to the next Rashi, where Rashi talks about his Chashuva, the Suda Chashuva, and he acts like this is a new... And like you can take this Rashi in isolation from the previous whole Shitas of Rashi. Isn't this problem just because of the Shita of Rashi that he already criticized? Or can you separate them? Doesn't seem like you can separate them, right? So how does he learn Rabba? So what does he mean that it's a Rabba Kitaime, that what? Elohi Purusha. No. In the first Rashba. Right. No, it's not Rabba's Shita of Muktzah on Shabbos. That's not what we're referring to when we say Rabba's Lataime. I'm not saying that Rabba holds. We're not saying this flows from Rabba's Shita of Muktzah Daraisa. Rather, this comes from the way Rabba learns the pasuk of Vehechinu to even include Hachana de Memela. Right? But it's not a Muktzah issue. It's just a separate din in the pasuk that you cannot be Mechin from Shabbos to Yom Tov or from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And even a Hachana de Memela is Asr. But it's nothing to do with Muktzah. Right? It's Rabba the timing and how he interprets that the Brisa. Because it's a Brisa quoted in Erevin. And then when I say Rabba interprets the Brisa that way. Not everybody interpreted the Brisa that way. Okay? So that's the sheet that we're working on. We're not working on a Muktz idea at all. We're working on a separate thing, like the Baal HaMor says, a separate Gzeiras HaKosov, that Yom Tov can be Mechen for itself, Shabbat can be Mechen for itself, but Chol can be Mechen for either one, but neither can be Mechen for the other. Right? Even Hachana de Memela. That's right.
Can you do the middle paragraph also now?
Yeah, sure.
Because the question about, because we're talking about Menale the in Yom Tov making the Shabbos. Adara, Menale the Yom Hashishi making the Shabbos. But people call Yom Tov the other Shabbos.
But the question is, what does it mean that the Pasuk is referring to Hachana de Memela? Right? What does it mean the Pasuk is referring to Hachana de Memela? I understand if it's Maisa, so it's telling you do things on Friday for Shabbos and don't do things on Yonta for Shabbos. But what does it mean if it's Hachana de Memela? Right? If you coined a Rashi, it had a meaning. It meant you actually have to prepare. But according to the Rashba, it doesn't really have that meaning, because he holds you don't really have to prepare on the day before. You could prepare on the day itself, right? So what's the real meaning of that pasuk? Okay, let's see. So go ahead. Okay, so here's the pshat. That what? Go ahead. Sudas Yom Tov and Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? Sudas Yom Tov and Shabbos are important. Lima Have Luhu Achana. What does that mean? That's a key phrase.
So that there is Hazmana for
them? Lima Have Luhu Achana. What does that mean? Yeah, what do you mean? What do you say?
That means the things beforehand are considered Hazmana for them.
Right. In other words, to be considered for them hazmana, to have for them hazmana. Right. That's what we were discussing yesterday. That not everything is shayach to hazmana. Hazmana is only shayach when there's a looming event. A person lives his life day to day and doesn't have any achana. You have to have a certain amount of. There has to be. Certain foresight. It has to be something that is although is not presently actualized, right, does have some sort of an existence beforehand. It's coming. It's an event that's coming. So he's saying the Suda, Shabbos, and Yom Tov they are chashuv. They are mutal on you. They're obligatory upon you even earlier than the time that they arrive. So they are shayach to an idea of hachana. They're chashiva. What does it mean, the chashiva? Lim hava lehu hachana. That they're shayach to hachana. Now it's possible to say things I'm doing today have some sort of a kiyum for tomorrow. Why? Because the suda of tomorrow is already upon me. Why? Because it's important. Okay. So it just sets the groundwork for a hachana. That apparently is the way he's learning the pasuk. Veheichinu means it's shayach. There's a reality to the Sudas Shabbos before Shabbos. That's what the pasuk is revealing by Veheichinu. Not that you have to do, right? Because he's not learning Veheichinu means you must do. He means to say it's shayach lemahavalu achana. Go ahead. So what is that? How does that work out? And therefore what? Anything that there is a hazmana, what does it say? Anything that should be for them a hazmana is not shayach to be on the other day.
What's for them, the objects or the sudos?
For the sudos. So it's not shayach to have what? It's not proper to say that on Yontov to have a hachana for Shabbos. Because they're chashuva, lemahavalu hachana. Yeah, go ahead. But they could do for themselves. So what's he saying over here?
I think the most important is that lahim yichin la'atzman.
Okay.
Because they're chashuv, anything that happens that is in the parsha of hazmana is going to be for that day.
Right.
Because today is chashuv and the suda of today is chashuv, anything that will be a hazmana is going to be for today, because that's the reality today.
What do you mean anything that's going to be a hazmana? Is it a question of my das or not? No. Let me ask you something. Let's take a step back for a minute. So what is the isser? What's the nature of the isser? According to Rashi, the nature of the whole isser was that you're not prepared properly for Suda Shabbos. Right. What's the nature of the isser according to the Rashba? What isser are we involved with here?
You're diminishing the chashivas of the day that you're on right now by trying to be positive for the next day.
Right. Now, is the problem according to the Rashba is not that you're lacking the proper preparation for tomorrow. The problem is that today itself is a yom of kedusha, right? And you should not be using one yom kedusha for what? For another. Or really for anything else. But why is it that it's a special problem that comes about when it's a Shabbos and a Yom Tov?
Because
then the preparation has significance, exactly. Now, this whole Rashba is not... The problem with the Rashba is he's using terminology that sound like he's explaining reasoning. But it's not really reasoning, it's really the what. It sounds like it's the why, but it's really the what. Most of it is the what. In other words, on a Yom of Shabbos or Yom Tov that have their own Kedusha, you can't engage in an action that has a reality of another day. You understand? That's what you can't engage in. Can't engage in an action that has the reality of another day. Because that's taking away from today. But what he's trying to show you is, he's leading up to the Beitza, obviously, but what he's trying to show you is that sometimes it's only going to be considered to have a reality, having a reality for another day, if there is a reality of another day. But the reality of the other day comes because of the chashivas of the other day. So without back-to-back yomim chashuvim, You wouldn't necessarily fall into the problem of saying that what you're doing today is nitfas as another activity. Obviously, if you do something specifically for tomorrow on Shabbos, it's definitely usher. No question about that. Right? But what he's trying to show you is that he's trying to build up the case for things that are bidei shamayim, which we haven't really explained yet. But he's showing you that the fact that tomorrow has its own chashivas means it's already projecting into the it's already projecting into today. That lays the groundwork for the possibility of considering actions today automatically related to tomorrow. You understand?
Why wouldn't they just be related to today?
Why wouldn't they just be related to today? Okay, so let's see. What are you doing? Depends what you're doing. See, that's the unique problem of the egg. That's what I was saying to you. If you had something, if I made something hayom, if today is Yom Tov, and I made something today, and it was considered to be a real gemar, it would be considered shayach to today. And there would be no problem eating it tomorrow. You understand? Even if tomorrow was Shabbos, there'd be no problem. Why? Because since it's ready and available for today, and today is a Yom, and since it's ready and available for today, I can ascribe today as the object of my action. Right? Problem with the egg is you can't describe today's, you can't describe today as the objective of the Gemar. Because the Gemar does not become realized, the Gemar does not become available until Dafka tomorrow.
What's today and tomorrow?
One is Shabbos and one is Yom Tov. Doesn't really matter right now. Right. A day, right? So it's not a problem. It's not a problem that something that I eat on Shabbos was completed on Yom Tov. That's not the problem that we're dealing with. The problem is turning the Yom Tov into exclusively a vehicle of the Shabbos, or vice versa. You understand? That's a pigam in the Kedusha Sayom itself. So that's why the egg is a uniquely situated case. If I had a case where there was a gemar today, and what? And it's available today, there'd be no problem to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. Right? Because there was a kiyum in my Maisa Hayom for Yom Tov. You can't say that's a pigam. Where's the pigam? And tomorrow when I eat it on Shabbos, it's not reflecting anything l'mafreya that yesterday's whole action was really for Shabbos. That's not true. Right? And there's no inyan of Rashi's muksa problems, going to the Rashba. So there will be no problem. But the problem is because the problem is because of what? When I eat the beitza tomorrow, catching on, Jonah? Shabbos. When I eat the beitza tomorrow, then what? This is still not so pashut. But what? Let's just describe where he's going with this. So he's saying, when it's forming today, we still have to think this through how this makes any sense. But in the setup, he's saying like this: today is Yom Tov, tomorrow is Shabbos. The Beitza is formed today, right? The Beitza is formed today, but it's not usable today. Okay, so the Gemar is for tomorrow. The Gemar of today really only has a use for tomorrow, unless you shechted it. But let's keep it simple, right? Now tomorrow has a reality. Tomorrow has a day of chashivas. So in a certain sense, I can say there's a reality to tomorrow right now, and there's a need to prepare for tomorrow. Okay, so in a certain sense, I can say that the ma'isa of the beitza is in line with some reality of chashivas. Now, if I eat the egg on Shabbos tomorrow, then it's going to turn out I'm taking advantage of a preparation from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But let's say I eat an egg on Sunday. Why don't I say the same thing?
Because
there was no chashivas to the meal of Sunday on Shabbos. So what am I going to say? I was thinking about the chicken was preparing for Sunday. Well, what's Sunday? Sunday's not an important day. Who prepares for Sunday? No, I didn't start thinking about Sunday until Sunday. But we need to work it out a little better. Let's hear. Let's hear the Rashi again. Go ahead.
Where's the Isser
exactly? Let's hear. Let's hear the rest. No, that's not it. He talks about Sunday.
Okay.
Right. Now the problem here is that we're really missing the main significance of Eichina, according to the Rashba. What's the limud of this pasuk? What's it telling us? What's this really teaching us about Yom Tov and Shabbos? According to Rashi, the significance was that the Suda Shabbos is a Suda Chashuva, and without the preparation, there's no Suda Shabbos at all. Without the preparation, Mibo Yom, there is no Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos is only a Suda Chashuva. Can't be a Suda that came about on the day itself. That lacks in Chashivas. You have no right to eat a regular meal on Shabbos. You only have a right to eat a Suda Chashuva on Shabbos. But what is the significance of Eichinu according to the Rashba? Without that, we're just playing around with particulars. That is the strange thing. I mean, what does it mean that it's so important, but it can be mechon for itself? I mean, on the contrary, isn't that exactly what we say, the opposite? We say, what's covered Shabbos? To prepare ahead of time. What does it mean it's so important, but it can be mechon for itself? Just can't be mechon from a Yom Tov to it. Is it really an idea of Hachana? That's what's bothering me. Is it really an idea of Hachana at all? Can you really call it a Hachana on Shabbos for Shabbos? What were you saying, Shabbos? In other words, the question is, is it that it needs a preparation, but the preparation can be on Shabbos, right? Or what, Shai? We don't want to detract from Shabbos.
The whole idea of preparation is what defines a significant...
We don't want to detract. So what would detract from Shabbos?
A preparation for Yom Tov.
That's right. That's correct. Preparation for Yom Tov would detract from Shabbos. So what's Ve'echinu really telling you? I mean, let me ask you a question. I mean, I don't mean to sound crazy here, but... what is the problem, really? I mean, we've been making an assumption that the problem is you're going to be pogeya, that if I'm making on Yom Tov for Shabbos, I'm somehow pogeya in the Yom Tov. Right? But is that, he doesn't say that. It's not clear what that's not clear. That's not clear that's the case. It just says it's not roy to be mechon from one to the other. But it can be mechon to itself. Now the problem is, what does it mean to say there's something that's a problem that's bidei shemayim? Right? Well, what does it mean? Are you going to say that the nature's process itself is creating an isser? Right? Are you saying the natural process itself is creating an isser? Or are you saying that since I decide to avail myself in the end of the process, so then it's like I'm being machsh of the process as a tool, lemafreya, of my own, of my achila. And that lemafreya turns out that I am creating a pagam of Yom Tov. Right? That sounds funny though. Yeah, in the past already.
What's the other option?
The other option is difficult, to say that somehow just the natural formation of the egg creates an isser. But what's the nature of that isser? You can't say it's like an isser of a vera.
Really?
Right? Okay, I just have an approach over here. I have to think about this a little more carefully. But according to Rashi, what does he mean, vechinu is shir view? What bothers me is to just, how do you turn that totally into a negative? Where's the positive meaning of vechinu is shir view? How could it mean only that a Yom Tov can't be mechin for a Shabbos? That's what bothers me. That's what primarily bothers me. What's the gufa davar? It's not coming just for a limud. And you can't say the gufa davar is, like Rashi learns, that you must prepare ahead of time, right? Because he holds Shabbos and mechin latzma. So I think what he's saying is like this. Maybe along these lines. You have to work it out a little more. What is veichin veshir aviyu? V'ahaya b'yom ha'shishi veichin veshir aviyu? It means to like this. That everything that exists on the Yom HaShabbos must have an exclusive shame of Shabbos. Okay? Everything that exists on Shabbos, there can't be anything that's on Shabbos that shares its existence with another, with anything else. Ve'chinu es she'aviyu means even bidei shamayim. Everything on the yom must be exclusive to the yom. Okay? Even natural processes. Now the thing is like this. Even things come brought about through a natural process. Now the thing is like this. What is the pasuk telling you? V'hoya bayom ha'shishi? It's telling you an important idea. That chol is not contrary to Shabbos. In other words, chol, things from the chol, don't have their own shame. Chol doesn't have a shame. Chol is the absence of a designation. So anything from chol that comes into Shabbos, you don't say things that were those are automatically, chol itself, the whole Yom Chol is subservient to the Yom HaShabbos. So how do things that are made on chol are omed l'Shabbos? Because chol is not itself its own designation. If chol was another designation, then it might be a problem. Okay? Because this thing has a shame of chol, not a shame of Shabbos. No. But it's telling you, v'echinu es ha'shir aviyu, everything that comes into Shabbos, everything by Yom HaShishi is automatically has a din of Shabbos too. And things on Shabbos, of course, have a din of Shabbos. That's pasha. Things on Shabbos certainly have a din of Shabbos. Problem is like this, though. Shabbos and Yom Tov both have the same din. That both of them must have things of Shabbos and of Yom Tov that exclusively pertain to Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's Ve'chinu Es She'yaviyu. But it comes out to be a problem like this. If I have a Yom Tov that's preceded by a Shabbos, okay, and I have a natural process of a beitza that is completed on Shabbos but doesn't emerge until Yom Tov. So the question is like this: the egg I'm having on Shabbos, the egg that appears on Shabbos, what is its definition? Where does it get its shame? Shel Shabbos. See, ve'chinu es she'aviyu. You can't learn it purely in the negative, that it just means things can't be. It has to have some positive meaning. It's closer to Rashi. It is close to Rashi. But it's not a din that you have to appoint everything from beforehand. But it is a din that everything on Shabbos must have an exclusive shem shel Shabbos. Things can't be shared on Shabbos with another identity. It has to be an exclusivity of Shabbos. Everything on Shabbos must be exclusive to Shabbos. Problem, though, is everything on Yantif also has to be exclusive to Yantif. Don't ask me about Shabbos, Chal, Yantif. But now the question is like this. If you have a Yom Tov, if you have a Shabbos first and then a Yom Tov, okay? So the Gemara of the Beitza was on Shabbos, correct? but it emerges on Yom Tov. So now when I have the egg on Yom Tov, it must be that it was exclusively for Yom Tov. Okay? But how does it get that shame? If the day before was Chol, so the fact that it was Nigmar Bachol is not contrary to being exclusively for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. Because the whole Chol itself is just nichne to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Everything on Chol is just leading up to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But you can't say that about Yom Tov itself, because Yom Tov also has an equal identity like Shabbos, that it has to be that everything on Yom Tov is exclusive for Yom Tov. So now if the egg is nigmara on Yom Tov, on a Shabbos before Yom Tov, where does it get its identity of Shabbos? That's the problem. It has no identity of Shabbos. So when it comes to Shabbos, when Shabbos arrives, and you'll say, it's an iser to partake of this egg today. Why? Because when this egg was formed, it was not capable of having a shem shel Shabbos chal on it. This has the hazmona of this beitza was from a yom tov, right? And it didn't really. What was that? We can't get stuck in the problem though about cooking something on yom tov and eating it on Shabbos, right? Can't get stuck in that problem. But I have to think it through a little more. But it seems to me that it's not a problem of a limafreya. It's not a limafreya problem. It's not that if I eat the egg on yom tov, it's like I am preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov. That's hard to understand. But it's saying, but he is agreeing that something that is from, that whatever you partake, that's what Ve'ichinu Eisashi Yoviu means. Means that the whole week, and during the Yomim of Chol, you are involved in creating. The way I sort of visualize it is like this, that Shabbos has to exist as if it is the only day. That's how Shabbos exists. Ve'ichinu Eisashi Yoviu. The whole week is just, when Shabbos exists on the Yom HaShabbos, it has to be viewed like the pinnacle of Yomim. That's, every day is just for Shabbos. Okay, that's all it is. Everything ve'echinu es hashi of you. Everything is just in order to have the Yom HaShabbos itself. So of course Shabbos can be making for itself. Of course it is the main day. It's not a problem. It's not a problem of being making on Shabbos la'atzmo. On the contrary, that's not a problem at all. Because to be pogeya, when we say that we're pogeya in a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, it means to say for a Shabbos or a Yom Tov to recognize another Yom. When there's Kedusha Shabbos, it has to be it's like it is existing as the only Yom. Everything else is just buttle to it. So is there a problem to prepare something on Shabbos or Shabbos? Of course not. That is recognizing that the Shabbos is the main Yom. That is also recognizing Shabbos is the most important Yom. The problem will be when you have two of these identities clashing. That's the problem. Shabbos has to be viewed like it's the Yom HaChoshev, and Yom Tov is the Yom HaChoshev. What does it mean that when we say it's the Yom HaChoshev? It means it doesn't recognize any other day. That's what it means that it's Choshev. It doesn't recognize any other day. When it's Shabbos and the egg is born on Shabbos, of course everything is working towards Shabbos. That's a part of the identity of Shabbos too. That even Bidei Shemayim, even things Bidei Shemayim are going to be caught up in this view of Shabbos. All the processes are working towards Shabbos. That's part of the key of the day itself. That we view everything as just a hachana for the Yom. But we also have to view Yom Tov like that. So the problem is, when you have a Yom Tov that's before Shabbos, now I can't say that everything was just functioning for Shabbos. How can I say that? Yom Tov itself demands a similar identity. It's a collision. It's a collision. To say now that yesterday was just functioning for Shabbos, yeah, but yesterday was a Yom Tov. So I can't validate those processes of the Beitza that were completed yesterday and preparing for today, and say those are just part of the natural order of the Yom HaShabbos being the Choshev Yom. Because that was happening on a Yom that itself had Chashivas. So I cannot accept that process. That process has to be nullified. And that process, I cannot be machshev that process anymore. Yesterday's gemara of the Beitza can no longer be in line with the Shabbos, with the view of Shabbos as the Yom as the Yom itself, because that's going to because it wasn't occurring on a Yom that's roy to be subsumed to the Yom Shabbos. Only a Yom Chol can be subsumed to Yom Shabbos, but not another Yom Tov, not a Yom Tov. So then it turns out that the Hachonas, that the Beitza, whatever it is, the Yom Tov, whichever one you want, the Beitza that is Nolda on Shabbos after a Yom Tov was not part of any process that's Machshev Shabbos as the Yom Hachoshev. So it's not Shaykh to Shabbos at all. It's not Roy for Shabbos.
It's a problem with Shabbos, not with Yom Tov.
It's a problem with Shabbos, not with Yom Tov.
What's the problem with Shabbos? It's a problem with the second
day. I'm trying to learn it's a problem with the second day. Shabbos needs a Hazmana. Yom Tov needs a Hazmana. That means to say that everything from the Shabbos and the Yom Tov must reflect the idea that Shabbos is the day that's coming and the important day. Yom Tov is the day that's coming and that's the exclusive day. And even Maisei Bidei Shamayim, I have to reflect that, or reflect that idea. But that idea cannot be reflected when the day before itself has that same concept. Impossible. It would be impossible.
It's only a clash when you try to partake of the egg on Shabbos. Like when you try to say that the egg is for Shabbos, that's when there's a clash.
That's when there's a clash.
If you just ignore it, then there's no clash.
There's no clash. But according to what I'm saying, if you did a real hachana, according to this, if you did a real hachana on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, you couldn't have it on Shabbos either. There'd be no difference. You have to say that he's like those, there are many Rishonim that hold, that Bishul is not considered like a real hachana. Tosis mentions that over here. Because it really existed. A real hachana means the thing didn't exist before, like an egg. Have to dafka be like an egg, that it didn't exist. Something you cook existed, it just wasn't cooked. That's not considered a hachana. That's not considered being brought in. That's not the hachana we're talking about. Let's think it over, because this is a little confusing.